Yeah, I was just thinking today, is a great piece in the paper, is a great picture actually of boxes and boxes of roses, chocolates. There's about 30 of them, and they were unwanted gifts. Now, I would imagine, who doesn't want a box of roses? But when you get your sixth box of roses, then you're sort of thinking, do I really need the sixth one and the seventh one? Well, there's dozens of tins of Cadbury's roses. Bed linen is another thing. Cosmetics and toys. Just some of the stack of unwanted Christmas gifts that have been donated to charity over the last week. And maybe your house is similar to ours, but in the weekend and yesterday as well, the tree is down, decorations gone, tree dragged out the back. Thrown over the wall. No, obviously recycled properly. And then the gifts. So you're going around some of the rooms. You know all the little gifts that you forgot you got because you never really opened them because they're not particularly great? You know those ones? So there's a big bag and they all go in there. And was that yours? And why didn't you open that? And where are we going to put this? And they're just going to sit there. And they will sit there basically for a long time until somebody decides, listen, I think we should open this set of handkerchiefs this with the Easter motif on them. All right, yeah, we'll have a look at those. Yeah, maybe around Easter. You're putting the gifts away. This is sort of the time. Christmas goes away now. Christmas has to be gone by Wednesday. And do you have unwanted gifts? Actually, have you put anything up on eBay? Apparently, Christmas Day, eBay was really, really busy. And one of the busiest things was the Lady Gaga album, which loads of people got and didn't want. Actually, I can't blame them. This album wasn't great. But the Lady Gaga album went up on eBay. Literally by midday, Christmas Day, eBay was buzzing with stuff. So as you're putting the stuff away, or you're talking about it, you're back in work or whatever, what is it? What did you get? You don't have to say who it's from. You can remain completely anonymous. But what is it this year? Because it's funny, just before Christmas, we did a piece on unwanted Christmas gifts over the years. So we want to know now, for this year, for 2013, Christmas 2013, what did you get as far as unwanted gifts are concerned? And you just know, I'm sorry, I don't need another back scratcher. It's just not what I was looking for. What did you get that's absolutely useless? Somebody just texted in saying, Colm, I know it's off the topic, but the best present I got this year from my 14-year-old daughter was the Cycle Against Suicide CD. Yeah, that was the Simple Things. Just loving it. It's a great CD and an even better cause. That's from Eileen. Appreciate that, Eileen. Thanks very much. And well done to your daughter for going out and buying it. It is a brilliant CD. And not just for Christmas, but forever. It's a bit like a puppy. And it's out there now. Colm, I got a set of car mats. All right, okay. I suppose really when a set of car mats is completely an unwanted gift is when you don't have a car. Colm, I got a 1,000-piece Coca-Cola jigsaw. Oh! Do people still do jigsaws? Do you still give jigsaws? God, I can't remember the last time I've ever seen a jigsaw. I know that now you can play them on all these shapes and sizes. You do it on the pad or you do it on the tablet. And that's the way people are using jigsaws now. But actually, physically, jigsaws? No, I wouldn't be. Thanks very much. That's grand, all the same. 1,000-piece Coca-Cola jigsaw? Don't think so, no. All right. Niamh, how are you?
Hi, Colm, how are you?
Oh, Niamh, I love this present.
Oh, God, I'm going to be killed for this.
No, it's okay, it's okay. We need to express our emotions regarding these unwanted gifts. What did you get?
No, it wasn't me, it was my husband.
Okay.
And he got, this is the best way to describe it, it's just what it says on the tin. It's a peaked cap, yeah, balaclava that zips up at the mouth. So you zip it up and it kind of zips up to your nose and then only your eyes are exposed.
Right.
And you can zip it off and then you can kind of pin the sides of it up into the hat. So you have it as a balaclava if you want, or it doesn't have to be a balaclava. It was ridiculous.
Has he worn it?
No, he hasn't. He wore it on Christmas morning. Yeah. We were opening the presents and next of all I turned around and he's sitting there drinking a cup of tea with a zipped up balaclava cap, yeah, on him, because mm-hmm, he's very witty and he's so dry, and he just sort of didn't say anything. He just thought, this is so normal. Everybody has these, don't they? And it came from his mom.
His mom?
Yeah.
Now, did she decide that maybe there's a reason he needs it?
I have no idea, but the brother got one as well.
Is he an outdoorsy type chap?
Well, he is.
Were they doing a special in Aldi?
I don't know where it came from, but She gives great presents, absolutely fantastic presents, but like there's always just a red herring in there, a humdinger.
Right. I gotta say, I'm actually just gonna Google zipper peaked cap balaclava because I sort of like the sound of it.
Oh God! And I have a picture of him with it, but there's no way I'm going to send it to you because he'll kill me. But he also got a like a page a day diary as well.
Yeah.
So like I had gotten a page a day diary in work, and I said, "Would you use that?" And he says, "What would I need that for? If his job doesn't really call for it."
Yeah.
And then he got one as a gift.
Diaries are a big thing that people get out because they just go, listen, you'll need a diary. And you're going, why? It's a page a day? I don't know. What will I fill
in? A page a day is A4. It doesn't really fit in your pocket. It's not very handy.
Yeah, so like 9 o'clock, have cup of coffee.
Go to work.
Yeah, 9:30, clean cup of coffee. 9:40, fill out something for 9:55.
A pocket diary, you know, can be useful. Yeah. But unless you're sort of in an office environment, a page-a-day kind of diary is a little bit surplus to requirements, I think.
10 a.m., check I've taken off my peaked cap balaclava. 11, ring mum.
Ask her why
at 11, 12, 1 and 2. Niamh, I love it. I'm going to have a look at one of those.
It's black.
Okay, so it's not...
For maximum effect, you know?
Would this have been something that maybe at one stage would have been fashionable amongst the IRA?
No, it's never been fashionable. The only thing I can think of is maybe people wear them when they're skiing or something. I don't know. I've never been skiing, neither has he. We've never expressed an interest in skiing. Yeah. But it kind of looks like something that maybe somebody might wear when they're skiing. I don't know.
Right, okay. We'll have a look at that. Niamh?
It's terribly random.
Good talking to you.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nicola, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Yeah, not too bad.
Did you get nice presents?
Oh, fabulous.
fabulous presents, but one that's a bit strange, is it?
Yeah, one that definitely stands out.
What is it?
It's a handbag to carry around a hot water bottle with you when you're out and about.
It's actually a handbag.
Yeah, and it's not even a nice handbag. It's a nice black furry handbag.
Why would you be carrying your hot water bottle when you're out and about?
I don't know. There must be a demand for it.
For carrying a hot water bottle, like as if you're going down to the shops or if you're...
Waiting on the bus, yeah.
Maybe if you're going to a rugby game or if you're going horse racing or something, you can have it and sit on your hot water bottle. I don't know.
Yeah, just to carry around. And the bag's not even big enough to put anything else in it but the hot water bottle.
So the bag has been designed specifically for a hot water bottle. It's a hot water bottle handbag.
Yeah, it came with the hot water bottle and all.
Oh, that's handy, isn't it?
Yeah, very handy.
And is there a picture on it as to showing some young lady off down the street with her hot water bottle handbag or anything?
No, nothing like that.
And it says hot water handbag?
Yeah.
Who gave it to you?
The mother-in-law.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, accompanied with a pair of slippers.
Were the slippers any good?
No.
And did you feign happiness? Was like, oh my God, I saw that advertised on overnight television or something, did you?
No, thankfully it was given to the partner when I wasn't there. So I didn't have to act in any way to be thrilled.
Do we get on well with our mother-in-law, do we?
I won't comment.
I don't think we will. Because next year you mightn't get anything. I mean, how lucky are
you? Oh, I think I'd rather not get anything.
Okay, lovely. So have you? Whereabouts is it at this very moment in time, your furry small handbag for your hot water bottle?
It's in the gift bag at the end of my bed.
Will it be passed back to anybody or handed to anybody? Or?
I don't think I don't like anybody that enough.
Would you not give it back to your mother-in-law next year? Oh, Colin, stop! Nicola, thanks very much.
No bother.
Take care of yourself.
Bye
see
now.
You
now.
Bye-bye. There you go. A furry small handbag for your hot water bottle. Yeah. Well, does anyone ever take their hot water bottle out for a walk? No. Let me just say, oh, yeah, so people are going on about that balaclava hat. Colm, that balaclava peaked hat sounds just like what I need. I'm heading skiing at the end of the month. I'll take it off her hands if she wants. Okay. Colm, I want that hat. Well, see, it's the mother-in-law. Isn't it the mum that gave it? So it wouldn't be nice to say, Mum, do you remember that present you gave me? Yeah, I gave it away to a completely random stranger that I just heard on a radio station, and it's gone. So there. But it's really what I wanted. Colm, I want that hat. I've been looking for one for walking the dog. Protects me wrinkles. Okay. And somebody else, Naomi's texting and say, Colm, I've been looking for one of those hats. You can't get those hats. You'd get a few quid for them. Now, I wanted to Google and have a look at the actual... Yeah, if you go on, if you Google peaked cap balaclava hat, right, and you'll just see exactly how much. Let me just click here now because I'm just having a look through. There you go. Oh yeah, there's one there. Oh yeah, oh yeah, balaclava blue with peaked cap. Visit page. Okay, it's on eBay. And oh, lots of people have put them. Clearly, lots of people got these for Christmas, because there's loads of them on eBay, and there is $4.99. That's how much that present was. $4.99. And you know how many bids there is so far on the balaclava blue with the peak cap? None. And the postage is $3.99, so the postage could end up being more expensive than the actual cap. So just in case, if you're interested in looking at one of those, check it out on eBay. I'll put it on eBay. Colm, would you believe it? My husband and I are currently in the process of putting a 1,000-piece jigsaw together every evening. We're demented, but we're having fun, says Ellen Cork. I don't believe you are. I don't believe there's anybody over 12... and under 40 that actually thinks a jigsaw is fun. I don't believe that. I think you've got to be under 12 where it's like your first jigsaw ever and you get really, really excited. And so, look, I've just found Shrek's nose. Or else you've got to be over 40, maybe over 50, maybe over 60. But any between the ages of 12 and 40, I don't believe there's anybody that actually thinks jigsaws, yeah, they make my day. Prove me wrong. Colm, what about the gift you didn't get? All I wanted was new jocks and socks, but I didn't get them. That's sad. Alright, unwanted gifts, something you got this Christmas? This is your last chance. Oh, somebody got a recycled box set of TV series Sherlock. Recycled? No interest in it, never watch it, but the person who gave it to me loves the series. I reckon they bought it, watched themselves, and then they gave it to me.